It's a little poetic touch.
I guess so. But anyway, what I was trying to say was that it's our baby, and we better fix it and be responsible to it. And now this reference, I think, had to do with Latin. Neither can the courts escape responsibility for the pernicious evil of justice delayed. Estates which hang fire year in and year out, damage actions which await the impanelment of juries while seasons slip by, persons accused of crime who languish in jail for months on end, and a suffering public which must endure continued harassment by criminals out on bond, all these things fall like a guillotine on the neck of the judiciary. And then we went on to...
If you'll pardon the observation, it sounds like you wrote your own speech.
Oh, I did. I wrote every word of this and all these other volumes of speeches. I love to write speeches.
Well, my observation is not just a throwaway remark. This is intended to inform people that maybe listening to this someday that this is not entirely the custom nowadays.
Well, I guess.
You agree, I think.
I guess. It's one of those.
Nor is it the custom for justices of the Supreme Court always to write their own opinions, really, in the sense that it used to be the custom.
Well, I always did that, and I will. Maybe we'll have time to get to that, or we're done here. But I may say, just as an interesting sort of side observation, a couple of things. In that speech, I talked about the consolidation of the Recorder's Court and the Common Pleas Court, and so forth. Later on, while I was Chief Justice, we created the crash program down in Detroit. Bob Krynock, who was my assistant, and I went down and literally opened up the old Recorder's Court building. The Frank Murphy Hall of Justice had been constructed next door to it, across the street, rather. And the old Recorder's Court building was empty. There were literally thousands of criminal cases pending in Detroit that were the sequela of the 1967 race riots. And here we're talking 1969. It's 2 years later, and these cases haven't been disposed of. And it was a scandal. I set out to have what was called a crash program. I mean, Bob Krynock and I invented the word, the phrase crash program. And we got the Supreme Court to wish to give me the authority to go ahead and get on with this crash program. I appointed...
Excuse me, 69 or 70? Where are we?